as yet nobody welcomes you to the newly expanded Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
Good morning, everybody. US Vice President Dick Cheney's in town. So far, he hasn't shot anyone, but it's early days.
Wants to. We celebrate the release of Australian Princess on DVD.
Oh, at last. Paul McCartney's ex-missus, the one-legged prostitute, she's dancing with the stars. We'll find out how she does it.
Hopping up a storm. The Nigerian puppy scam is back today.
Oh, good. Where's Lara Bingle? That's a question people are asking. What's the latest on Nicholas Boot, the man with the chains? And Colin Lane is coming in.
Excellent work. And how strongly do we recommend Short Bus? That and more.
It's all coming up on the, well, family-friendly, by and large, Get This, with myself and Ed Cavalli. But, you know, I reckon we need a better way to kickstart this show. Don't you reckon, Russell?
I think that there's more things to do to appeal to a broader audience, you know? And one of those things is using really exciting percussion to get the audience going.
Done! Oh, yeah, that's the Spin Doctors. Two princes, doubling your princes here at Triple M. Welcome to Get This. I'm Tony Martin. That's Ed Cavalli. Please, some fake applause for yourself, Richard Marsden, pushing buttons.
What's up, homie?
Last one for the week.
Yeah, what a good week. Yeah. Tell you what, those Spin Doctors, not afraid of scat.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah, not afraid of a dodgy beard, too, that lead singer.
And not afraid of being in the flannel and dancing around San Francisco mid-90s.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Chris Barron was the...
Chris Barron.
I think Chris Barron.
Oh,
and
good. That's good for the Alan Bro Challenge.
Good work.
Write that down.
And his mother lives in Australia. She's a psychologist.
I take that back about the beard.
Yeah.
Toby Green, and she was a regular guest on an old radio program that I
on
used to do.
On your sex program?
On my sex program.
Yeah. And what would she say?
The, she'd be talking about the work-life balance.
About
and
flannel, about beards, its
break
effect
up
on
issues.
Young love.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I'd always want to bring it back to the follow-up album.
Wasn't this sex show mostly about sex, though? I mean...
Pretty much, but some of the deeper issues behind that, such as the album Turn It Upside Down and the single Cleopatra's Cat that came from it from the Spin Doctors. We'd always get back to that. I don't know how...
Did Bessie, you know, was she into that kind of gear? Bessie Bardot?
She didn't mind a bit of music trivia.
Do you ever hook up with Bessie Bardot? I mean, is the chemistry still there, Richard?
Talk shop.
Well, we exchanged emails about 6 months ago, and she went to Hollywood to film a part in a movie. So I don't know. I haven't talked to her since then, so I'm not sure what's going on. Okay. I don't know.
There's more there. There's more.
So,
so much more when he talks
cagey.
About off air.
Yeah.
Look, the big news is, of course, well, Dick Cheney's in town. Oh, down, everybody!
Jesus.
You never know when he's going to strike. Hey, steady.
Where'd he get an Uzi?
Dick Cheney touched down in Sydney last night, and there were, well, massive protests, dozens of arrests, the biggest security operation seen in Australia for years, and armed policemen on every intersection along the bulletproof motorcades route. All evidence of the warm regard in which the Prime Minister, the Vice President, rather, is held here in Australia.
Yeah.
Cheney says he visits us in the spirit of friendship.
Thanks, mate.
And will be happy to answer any question from an armoured bunker 2 miles beneath the Sydney Institute. So,
I reckon Henderson would throw himself. If someone got through all that security, Henderson would do the no.
What is going on at the Sydney Institute?
Running the ABC or something,
I think they're running the ABC these days. They are.
You're put in charge?
Dick Cheney did shoot somebody, didn't he?
In the face.
In the face.
In the face.
Yeah, it was his best mate.
Yeah.
Because he looked. Because you know what the problem is? If you quack around Dick Cheney, he thinks you're a duck and you're going to get it. Do not quack around the man.
He jumps to conclusions very easily.
Put your hands on your head and kind of like wave your fingers around.
Yep.
Looks like antlers. You're fair game. You're a deer. He was a deer, Your Honour.
So many stories we haven't had time to get to. Here's one of my favourites of recent. The late Pope John Paul II.
Is he back?
No, he's not back, but listen to this. He often slipped away from his Swiss guards during his career several times to go skiing. He did this more than 100 times during the early years of his 26-year papacy. He'd often make informal escapes with his closest friends, three other Polish cardinals. So they'd slip away from the miners to go ski.
It's pretty good.
Would that be because they couldn't see him because of the white costume against the snow? Would that be...
It was like a...
I think that's what he'd do.
Snow monkey.
Would he be carried? Like...
He doesn't actually ski.
Would the Cardinals be skiing?
Yeah.
And then he'd be up on the chair?
Just up in the chair with the goggles and two poles.
Really long poles.
Swinging at the air.
Hang a left! Okay, that's
the Swiss guards. I wouldn't trust the Swiss guards. If he can duck off with three people that easily, surely then, you know, someone could have walked up and given the Swiss guards a slip and caused the Pope some harm.
Oh, you know what the Swiss are like. Obsessed with punctuality.
Yeah, it's their go.
And chocolate. And yodeling, I think you'll find. What else?
Yodeling news?
No, this is a story which has got my attention. It's not really major news, but listen to this from Canada. A Toronto man is lucky to be alive after relieving himself while drunk and ending up trapped in a chimney for 5 hours.
All right.
Oh. You can see how it happened.
Yeah.
The 35-year-old had been staying with a friend. He got up in the night after having a drinking bout to relieve himself outside. Now, I don't understand that. Was there no toilet in the house?
Where
possibly not.
Where are we?
We're in Toronto.
Well,
plumbing not arrived there yet?
Not there yet. Okay. Yeah.
Listen to this. He staggers around in the dark, spots a cottage, thinks, yeah, that's where I was. That's my mate's house. Knocks on the door. No answer. Oh, the bloke inside's obviously asleep. Gets up on the roof, slides down the chimney of the empty house where he got stuck with his hands over his head. And stuck in an empty chimney for 5 hours.
Did he go?
Well, see, that's what I was thinking.
He would have had to have gone.
But he's already gone. Oh. So it's like this is a fire downstairs. We go, oh, I wish I hadn't taken that piss before. It'd be handy now.
In a chimney.
Yeah, in a chimney. Stuck in a chimney. Have you been stuck in a chimney?
Give us a call.
The number to call. That's really the big stories of the week.
Nah, fashion week.
Pope rushing off for skiing, bloke stuck in chimney. I think those are the major headlines that we haven't had time for. What you're saying is fashion week now, is it?
No, next week or, it's always fashion week in my eyes.
Yeah, sure.
If you count, basketball shorts as fashion. But here we go. We're off. Well, you and I are going to go to a fashion event, Tone, and this is why. Listen to the description. Layer upon layer of fashion, technology, light, and music converge at an urban space so cool it's white hot. Experience a show that blurs the lines between fashion, art, and technology with a live act that will guarantee you want more. It's non-stop fabulousness.
I'm only going to go if this shaven-headed bloke's muscled up and with goatees.
How do you know what the act is? Jesus, man, you're good.
What are we doing for Fashion Week? What is this show doing for Fashion Week? It's a very poor selection in here.
Yeah, well, Ed's dressed up a little bit this morning. It looks good.
We could do a retrospective of your T-shirts.
I don't mind doing that, actually. What, modelling all of my T-shirts?
Yeah.
On the website.
My special Hearts War promotional T-shirt.
Wow.
Hang on, you've struck something there, Richard. Why are you dressed up this morning, Ed? What have you been doing?
I just trying to look better for you guys.
Wasn't there an audition this morning?
Maybe. Yeah. No, went to an audition.
Acting Zed Cavalli, keep that in mind.
Yeah. Went to an audition with my homeboy Josh.
Yeah. Wow. Would it be fair to suggest that certain sort of slightly homosexual chicken fanatic is going to be back on our streets? Is he coming back?
Don't want to say too much.
All right.
Don't want to say too much, but the hair is set to helmet today.
The chicken hawk.
Is Gus back? We'll find out next on Get This. Thank you very much, Jet. Rip it up here at Get This Around the Nation, where we take our upskirting seriously.
We've got a camera crew shooting from inside that van, another on the rooftop, and a third camera shooting from over there. Plus, I've got a hidden camera in this bag. So, let's play it out.
More references to that. I don't even know how that got through.
Enough is enough.
I'd like to forward promote something.
Yeah?
Our friend Ed Cavalli's going to do a joke.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen in this break. It's coming up later, just a few minutes.
Okay. So I told you guys off air this morning that I spent last night for the first time ever.
Wow.
I said, you know what, YouTube? No. All right? You know what? You know what, three bowls of pasta? Not tonight. And I sat down to write some jokes. Yep. Tone, how do you do it?
Well, it doesn't always work.
It's really hard. It's really hard to write jokes.
Yeah.
Anyway. I've come up with one.
I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to help this, bro. Don't do it yet. You've got to keep people hanging on.
Oh, you honestly think that there are people around the country calling their friends going, you've got to turn on the radio.
Absolutely.
That guy with no jokes is about to do one.
Yes. Faxing and emailing. We'll do it. We'll go out on it.
Okay.
We'll boot home on it. But okay. I'd just like to ask you, go to the gym, don't you? Or did you forego the gym? Yeah, well, he's pointing at the guns. Yeah. Just points immediately. Oh,
wow.
What about in the Netherlands? A gym is about to introduce Naked Sunday.
Ooh.
For people who like to work out in the nude, of course, hygiene will be of a major point of interest.
Yeah.
Said the owner, Patrick DeMann. He's the man. Every piece of gymnastic equipment will be disinfected after each session.
Oh, a session?
That to me sounds like both an accident and a Benny Hill sketch waiting to happen. I mean, how would nudity go? I mean, I'm really not quite sure what goes on in a gym.
Yeah.
You're on bikes. There's lots of kind of bits of metal, you know, hinging and closing and scissoring. I mean, it's a dangerous sort of area for nudity, I would have thought.
Do you think it's a plum nightmare?
It's a plum nightmare.
Really? I wouldn't want to do it. That would just, you know, just imagine all the, like, because there's a lot of motion.
Latent homosexuality?
Just coming to the fore. But, you know, there's a lot of motion at the gym.
Mm, yeah.
And a lot of swing, if you know what I mean. You'd see a lot of swing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, we remember the story last year of the bloke who had his testicles caught in a deck chair.
My favourite story of last year.
The best story.
The best story of
the Fire Brigade, the jaws of life.
That was just... I mean, just beautiful.
But what about someone, you know, when you're bench pressing, what about someone who's spotting you? I mean, that's an awkward thing to do when you're nude, because that's like a teabag situation.
It's a teabag.
And that's, you know, sorry to bring that
there's
up.
There's no motivation right there. Speaking of teabagging, short bus.
Okay.
Right?
Are you a jiggler or a dunker? Why are we on to short bus? Why are we on to X-ray film?
How do you know that there's jiggling and dunking?
I don't know.
You honestly don't know where you heard that?
Oh, you're saying there is?
Call in. Are you a jiggler or a dunker?
Why are we talking about short bus?
Okay, Carly's written in on me MySpace, and I always read Carly's comments because she's going to go with the Pussycats' photo. She says, hey, Ed, how highly would you recommend watching short... Oh, hang on. Is this my joke? Oh, this is my joke.
Okay, well,
right, hang on.
Okay,
he's realised that we're doing his joke.
You ready, Rich?
Okay.
Hey, Ed, how... how highly would you recommend watching short bus? My sister said it was good, but I need a second opinion. Thanks in advance. Well, Carly, I'm quite nervous. We've all seen Short Bus. Tony rated it. I think it's more. And Richard gave it. Yeah!
You should have waited till the second slide whistle finished.
Well,
you got to wait till the slide whistle finished.
That was all right.
See, I reckon that was drowned in the second slide whistle.
Was slightly.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I reckon rehearsal would have helped that.
Oh, I only just thought of it.
Yeah. Did you think of it in your audition?
No.
What was the audition for?
Never mind.
What could it be, Richard?
Never mind.
I want to hear more about this.
If it's not Gus.
It's not Gus. Gus is dead. It's time to move on from Gus, guys.
Yeah.
Gus is dead.
GE Money Genie. They're looking for a new one.
No, yeah. He's gone. He's doing radio at the moment. He's done really well.
The carpet court jester.
No, that guy, he's locking it down. I'm not the Bilo Docket either. No. I'm not going to be that.
Not yet.
I'm not that guy. I'm not the Melbourne Tiger.
What about the Great Wall of China rabbit fence guy that you like so much?
I'm nowhere near as good as that guy.
That's the best actor in Australia.
He's going to get a Logie, that guy.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
No, all right. Richard Marsden has some gold. Don't think that only Ed Cavalier sitting on gold today.
That went better than I thought.
I'm just sizzling it up for next.
Let's have some music.
Okay. You can go and rehearse. Here, get this. All right. Reduced to whistling. That song's clearly over. Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield. Here, get this.
You can't do that anymore.
Whistle?
Like, no, yeah. That song, like the heavy desperation set to drum machine.
Oh,
you just can't do it.
Yeah,
no one would believe you.
A lot of people have been calling up saying, were we joking when we said that Howard Jones is about to tour? Howard Jones, of course, the man who'd like to get to know you well. He's coming.
I quite like that song.
He's doing a few leagues clubs, a Fairfield RSL. This
good
is
venue.
In New South Wales, a Sapphire Showroom.
Good, great venue.
24th of March, Saturday.
Great
special
venue.
Guest, Brian Canham of Pseudo Echo. David Sterry of Real Life. Oh, will there be enough hexagonal drums to go around?
Where did they find the time?
Where did... Shock jock, Richard Marsden.
Shock jock.
Boiled for choice.
What did Real Life do?
Send me an angel.
And?
Oh, yeah, Catch Me, I'm Falling.
It's going to be moody, isn't it? It
sure is.
I'd like to get to know you well.
That's right.
Was it funny when it came out?
No, it was deadly serious. People were wearing pirate pants in a very serious way in those days.
Honestly, was it funny?
Well, back in the day, the goth club, Send Me an Angel, was always a big one for the
Jones
crowd. Was it a good place to get action, the goth club?
Well, my experience was that when girls came up to look through my records, it was generally to steal them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I had a few go missing.
Yeah.
But for the punters, was it pretty, you know?
Well, I didn't lose anything else, if that was what you're suggesting.
No, was it on? Like, was it a good place to hook up?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a nightclub.
You end up with someone else's eyeliner all over your face of a morning. Hey, aren't you sitting on News Gold, Richard Marsden?
Oh, Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher.
What's Thatch doing?
I think the correct...
Does she love Shannon Knoll's version of that song, which is about her?
What's
Don't Give Up?
Oh,
Don't give up.
Oh, right.
It's about Thatcherism.
Peter Gabriel.
Right. Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, the correct title is Baroness Thatcher now.
Oh, yes.
The longest serving Prime Minister of the 20th century has become the first living Prime Minister to raid a statue at Westminster. Not sure if you saw the statue on the news. Some critics have dismissed the lifelike piece as cold and lacking warmth. They also had some criticisms of the statue as well.
Yeah!
And thank you, Dorothy Parker.
You are leaning on that Boeing. He's taking that Boeing home at night.
Yes, isn't he?
It's so much fun to lean into.
He loves the
And he
the
just
Boeing.
Does it after every sentence at home until his girlfriend goes, that's the one. That's the one you can take to work.
Does your incredibly hot girlfriend rate your gear? Like, do you run the material?
What about
by
the jokes?
Her?
I think I just annoy
Hello,
her.
Hello, where's the Boeing?
It's like a real program.
Gear,
it's like,
God.
It's so shifty. Do you feel dirty? I feel kind of dirty in here today.
Yeah, it's a weird
The jokes are so dodgy.
It's the end of the week.
I feel like kind of in filth, you know.
All jokes must go on a Friday. All right, I'll get us back onto solid ground.
Okay.
This is a story was in the Sydney papers last week, so I'm assuming a lot of shows have already spotted this and covered it, but we're last with the big news here at Get This. Federal politicians still have to ask permission before making an overseas phone call from their office, but they can make the same call for free, or, you know, with no permission whatsoever, from their taxpayer-funded mobiles, which would presumably be way more expensive.
It's crazy.
But listen to this. Senate President Paul Calvert said the phone bar was introduced to stop cleaners from, quote, ringing home while working in the building at night.
Oh.
That's not stereotyping the cleaners, is it?
Oh, how dare they?
Oh, dear. An official for the Parliamentary House, the Parliament House Cleaners Union, was quoted as saying, me no Reiki.
Yes! Yes! It started.
Wow.
Me no Reiki is here. That'll get us back on solid ground.
Every other show has an Asian character.
Okay, do we get to do it now?
No, we can't. That's offensive.
You said there's going to be a segment called Me no Reiki.
Yeah, I was joking.
No, come on.
What would Me no Reiki be? How is that possibly a segment we could do on this show without attracting complaints?
People call up.
Yeah.
We put on the accent.
Yeah.
Me no Reiki.
And it's not offensive in any way.
No.
Okay.
Because it's like,
All right.
You know?
Oh, it's ironic.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
It's
okay.
Super ironic.
It's turning the satirical spotlight back on ourselves, you say.
Everyone
it's excusable.
So why can't everyone else does it? Why can't we?
It's meta. It's what it is.
Yeah. Hey? I would guess that nobody is listening. That would be my guess.
Me no Reiki that. Hey?
Okay.
Me no Reiki the ratings, huh?
What about Lara Bingle? Where is she?
Where's the Bingle?
Lara Bingle has been relegated to a bit part in Australia's new...
Which bit of her?
It's a proper program. Where the Bloody Hell Are You ads? There's other people in them now saying her line.
Oh.
The signature Bingle line will now be delivered by a bloke in a pub, a pilot, a camel driver, and an Aboriginal dancer.
Okay.
Although, don't worry, because Lara Bingle has slept with all of them. Where was my Boeing?
Even a
Boeing would have worked. Give me something, buddy. Too late. Too little, too late.
Since we endorsed that comment.
It is clearly the end of the week, isn't it?
Have a shower.
Okay, we'll have showers. We'll be back with brand new gear next up.
Get this.
We want to take them home with us now. We want to purchase them.
Brought to you by Mandy, who wonders what's on the PM's iPod. Mandy's husband suggests... Although, personally, I'm going with...
It's Get This. It's Around the Nation on
What were you doing
Triple
off air tone?
It was all offensive. It was thoroughly offensive. It doesn't belong on here. It's not fit for general audiences. We'll get to it later, though.
Yeah,
when Colin Lazy.
Oh!
Lano is hosting a thing. I think it's... Oh, it must be on tonight.
Comedy Greats,
yes,
Channel 9.
Kings of Comedy.
Kings of Comedy. Got that
right. Friday, that'd be... last Friday. It's
good.
But it's continuing tonight. We'll talk about that. We've had a lot of emails from people who listen on the internet.
On the Ethernet.
From the United States. I didn't realise.
Hey,
what's
up, y'all?
Apparently you can have such a thing as identical triplets.
Thank you.
I didn't realise that.
Thank you. Only in America, though?
Possibly. But we'll get on to that. We'll do something with identical triplets on the show. That'll be the basis for a serial, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that'll be good.
But what about music? Mm. You know, we need something moody
today. I've got a keyboard tone, which I've set to Ernest.
Right, keep it subtle. I don't want anything too over the top.
Okay, and, Rich?
Yeah.
Should we get Rich to sing?
Yeah, you can do the vocals on that.
Okay.
Take it away,
Ed. 2, 3, 4.
When am I coming in?
Not yet. Just let the mood establish.
Please, people. Might do it about here.
Yeah, all right, Richard. Take it away.
There is a house in New Orleans.
Very nice.
They call the residents.
That's great. Very good. Beautiful, beautiful.
God, I know I'm wrong.
Yeah, Ed, could you help him out a bit with some vocals?
I cried to my daddy.
Yes, the Saints are coming. I think you're fine. Exhausting there.
Really
well done,
was.
Guys. You two and Green Day here at Get This. We're, of course, on Triple M. Our secret sound is... Still don't know what that is. Send in your suggestions and let's get up a certain mountain. You know which one it is. It's Talkback.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Mountain. What are we talking? Well, firstly, a news story.
Fresh.
Three elderly people have been hospitalised in Adelaide after a terrible accident. The three were pensioners who had been protesting against a new pokies venue. They had stated the venue will devalue the neighbourhood and wild horses couldn't drag them there. Unfortunately, Today Tonight reporter Nicholas Boot showed up with a team of wild horses in order to test the theory. Fatalities ensued. They're saying that,
Hang on. Yeah. I've just realised that dude, he was the dude who took the chains, right?
Yeah. Nicholas Boot.
The Boot, right? Now, I'm a big Boot fan.
Yeah.
But he must have, so he's thought, this idea's happened.
Yeah.
And in his head, he's gone, it's going to be okay if I take some chains, chain an old lady to a bed.
Yeah.
No one's going to mind.
No.
That's insane. That's crazy, isn't it?
I think the Boot's getting a bit of a hard time. I mean, surely the blame should be evenly shared. I mean, it would have been a lot of people seeing that story before it went to air.
That's right. It's true. You know, it's not live today, tonight. Crossing out now.
She won't put the chain on. Come back to me.
But people
chase a plumber.
Are falling over themselves, as always, to get to the headline. Given the Boot. Boot gets the shove. Boot gets the sack.
Yes.
Who knows what will happen with Boot. But this prompts us to say, what have you seen? : Shonky TV.
Yes.
Shonky things you've spotted on TV. We've talked about them before.
Mm. Always a good one to do. How about this? The colour of the faces of the people on Home and Away.
Oh. Really?
Is that the sound?
It's going to have to be now.
No, we're stuck with it, Richard.
Lovely.
That's what we're going to use for the whole segment,
thanks,
whether
mate.
It was right or not.
Have you seen them?
I have seen them. And
it's like, you know, Berlusconi town.
It's near Berlusconi.
It's very, very brown.
Hey, this talk Berlusconi's coming back. I think Prodi is...
Prodi's out.
Prodi had to... Will Berlusconi be tightening the face?
Orange wheels at the back.
Spraying the white, the liquid paper on his teeth. And combing the Ovaltine through his hair.
Ready for another run.
Oh, bring back Berlusconi. We've had our lounge room done in Berlusconi. It's a beautiful colour.
Looks beautiful.
You're saying on Home and Away, they're a bit Berlusconi.
Massively Berlusconi.
Right.
It's like 46 shades of brown every time there's like four or five people in there. It's amazing.
I watched a bit of it this week,
mm.
and it's just all hot people. There might as well be no dialogue.
No.
It's basically a porno movie where they never get to the sex. That's what it is. It's just, there's one girl on there who you go, has she only been employed because she looks exactly like Misha Barton?
Okay, hang on a second. Yeah. Look, I had a friend, when they were replacing Beck Hewitt, Haley, the character of Haley.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a friend that went in for it, and they said, you know what, great job, and it got down to her and another girl. She didn't get the job because she looked too much like Beck Hewitt.
Oh.
So what they were saying was, we want to replace the character, and everyone has to believe it's the same girl.
Yeah.
Just don't get anyone that looks anything like her. Otherwise, people will be confused.
That's right. Crazy. Get Ron Jeremy.
He'd be good.
Hey, here's something slightly shonky that's coming. Richard flagged it yesterday. He was not joking.
Is he waving the flag for it?
He is. Jones style, but there's a Milli Vanilli movie. A Milli Vanilli movie, and there's going to be, like you said, what did you say that would be the way to go? That the actors would mime a better film?
That's
actually a good idea.
Yeah.
Get the actors to be played by other actors. so that the actors have to mime the voices of better actors.
Yeah, oh, that's
that
great.
Would be a good gimmick good for the film.
So we're talking mediums. We're talking the way art is perceived. So like an American...
Are we?
Yeah,
an American, early for that on Triple M, buddy.
An American Splendor kind of movie.
Yeah.
God, it's getting all postmodern today.
I like that.
Who did you suggest? Who was your idea?
Wilfred Brimley.
Wilfred Brimley?
I was watching The China Syndrome the other night.
From Cocoon, the Quaker Oats guy with the mustache.
Yeah, right.
Brimley Vanilli. That's not going to be a good look. What are you talking about?
Willie Vanilli.
Oh, that's better.
Okay. Well, that's going to be Shonky, but that hasn't been on. We talk about things people have seen.
Okay.
Richard, what have you seen that's Shonky?
Well, I'm sorry to bring it back to Chain Gate.
Yeah.
But last night on A Current Affair, they did a bit of a comedy sketch. Attacking Today Tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And they included, it was like the credit card cat thing that we did.
Yeah.
They had Unchain My Heart, they had Chain of Fools. They had Chain of Events was one of the phrases. And they got an elderly actress to chain herself to Channel 7 and pretend that she was protesting against it. It was the lead story too.
Someone typed the word chain into LimeWire. That's what I'm guessing. That was their job for the afternoon.
Well, it was entertainment.
What sort of sound will you give that idea?
It is. Quite disturbing, that sound.
I don't know how that was achieved, that sound, but we want to hear about shonky things you've seen on the telly. We'll accept anything, won't we?
Of course. We just want you to ring.
That'd be a treat. Give us a call and get this 133353. Oh, that'd be Chumbawamba because we take the music.
Just keep them down. They get knocked down. Don't let them get up again. We know what they're going to do.
It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. We're up a certain mountain. Yes, we are.
Got time for the second bit of theme, do we?
We do. We're actually on time today. It's Shonky TV. Have you seen a pensioner being chained up? What have you seen? Who's going first? Ed Cavalier.
Hi, Ashley.
Oh, g'day. Tony will know this one. It's from Foxtel.
Yes,
it's,
what is it?
It's that pseudo travel show called Wild On.
Yeah.
And just when you think it couldn't get any sleazier, they've now got Naked Wild On, where they basically lifted all the nudity with a sleazy geezer voiceover.
The guy cannot keep up with his own gags. Geez, a couple of white pointers today. It's just he's already like three shots behind.
It's compulsive TV, and my wife always walks out. It just happens to be on.
But I have that trouble because the thing is, Wild On was pretty much naked anyway.
Yeah. Mm.
And then they've just gone, oh, just make it Naked Wild On. Why are we fighting it?
I think there's even a Tara Reid Wild On.
I was going to say, is this Tara Reid?
Tara Dice.
Yeah, Tara Dice.
That's what it's called.
Is that a branch of the Wild On franchise?
Oh, it might as well be.
Is it in the same sort of crowd as Girls Gone Wild?
Would you run that comparison?
Oh, look, I think it's got Girls Gone Wild's number.
Mm. Is that right?
We're tackling the big ones today on Talkback Mountain. Thanks very much, Ashley. It's an important point. Well made. Who have we got next?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
G'day, guys. Now, this actually is about to be on in about 5 minutes.
Oh, yes. Quickly.
Yeah, just looking at the TV guide, Quigley Down Under.
What's interesting is when it came out here in cinemas, they went, well, Down Under's spurious. We'll just call it Quigley. It was just Quigley, but now it's on TV. It's Quigley Down Under again. And what can people expect to see?
Well, I haven't seen this for about 15 years, but I just remember a lot of stereotypes, a lot of African-Americans passed off as Aborigines.
Yes, Tom Selleck, wasn't he, Quigley?
Yeah, and that girl from Pretty Woman, Laura San Giacomo, I think.
Oh, right.
Sex, Lies and Videotape.
He's right.
Okay, well, are you going to be racing off to see Quigley Down Under?
I've already got the VCR set ready to go.
Well, good on you, sir.
VCR!
If you could run us off a copy, we'd be much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
It's our movie show on Monday, and we're going to be needing... Is Quigley Down Under, was that an Oscar contender in its day?
I think Selleck got best moustache.
Oh, of course he would.
We're hooking the competition, though. Yeah. I mean, really, we're giving a sizzle to the TV.
Don't watch that show, it's rubbish.
Yeah.
Who's going next?
Hi, John.
G'day, guys.
What have you seen?
You might be watching a movie that contains a fair bit of profanity, and they overdubbed, like, D words over the F words. Don't match up.
Can you think of a particular example?
Oh, A Few Good Men was on the other night, and he was swearing off, and you could see he was saying F or something, and it was going, damn this, and...
Damn this. They didn't even go with freaking or friggin'.
There's a good one in Repo Man where they actually did it, like, when they were filming, they filmed a TV version where the worst thing you can call someone is a melon farmer.
Goddamn melon farmers. Yeah. I think Pulp Fiction on TV is full of mother freaking, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
Isn't there a close-up of something? Isn't there like a keychain or something that has swearing on it?
Oh, yeah, the wallet, Samuel L. Jackson's wallet in the diner scene.
Yeah, that's been...
badass melon farmer.
does indeed on TV. Thank you very much. Well done, John. Who else is offended, Ed?
Hi, Albert.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you, sir. What have you seen?
Well, in general, Darren Hinch, you know, he used to host the Current Affairs show and he'd finish it off by saying, this is Darren Hinch, and that's life.
Yeah, that's life. And now, of course, it's really, the whole act is basically waiting for a famous person to die and then heaping a load of shit on them, isn't it? That's pretty much the Darren Hinch act. Yeah.
It's cutting through.
Yeah.
We're happy with that?
Remember that Graham Kennedy
business? Oh, yeah.
He's a lovely man, that Darren Hinch.
Yeah,
he really
loves
is.
It, loves it. Hello there, Murray. How are you?
All right, mate. Yeah. Look, it's a bit more of a cringe thing. It involves Kerri-Ann Kennelly, and it was back at the time, I think Greg Blewett, one of the Australian cricketers, proposed from England with a banner.
Well,
I think it had already been stitched up, so Kerri-Ann got into it, and it might have been a bloke in East Timor got the fiancé on the show to a live cross and set it really nicely up to say, well, what do you want to say? And she said, Bill, will you marry me? He said, look, we'll talk about it when we get home.
And has there been a follow-up at this point?
Oh, I don't know. That was years ago. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, yeah. Not on Kerri-Ann. No. Not on Kerri-Ann. Maybe on Bird.
She's got vacuum cleaners to sell, you know? She can't be waiting around.
Okay, and Fashion Week's coming up.
Oh, my God.
On Kerri-Ann.
Great. One more. Hello there, Bo.
Oh, hi. How you going, guys?
Good, thank you. What have you seen?
Mate, I was a bit disturbed. My kids, we bought Demolition Man the other day. Remember the old Wesley Snipes movie?
Yep.
And one of the parts is he gets taken to Taco Bell as sort of like a treat for saving the leader.
Yes.
And we've just got it. It was re-released on DVD. We just got it, and when we watched it, it's now Pizza Hut.
Is that right? So they've changed the movie.
They've changed the movie, and they've like digitally enhanced it all over. And I was saying to my wife, oh, you know, They've changed it. She's going, no, it can't be. But there's one part we stopped it, and you can still see the old Taco Bell sign.
Is that right?
Side.
That is a well done, sir.
I've never heard of that happening before. So basically, like the sponsorship deal ran out after 5 years. So
well, that's what it must have been. I couldn't believe it. I mean, we don't have Taco Bell here, I don't think, anymore. So maybe it's just Australian one.
I mean, why stop there? Why not have, you know, Rick and Casablanca running Smorgies? You know, we could get all these old restaurants in old films and sell them off to
jazz
new people.
Them up.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Wow. All you can eat on the Western Front. Sorry, I'm trying to think of something here, but
this,
you know,
is
that
hot.
Is a gold mine of an idea. Hot. We'll have to put our thinking caps on for
thank
that.
Thank you, Bo. You are right up our alley, sir. Well done.
And I love it when they change something in a movie, an old movie.
What have they done? Else have they done it?
The one that I like is in Naked Gun 2. I think I've mentioned this before when Robert Goulet falls from the top of a building, and in the movie at cinemas, he goes, I'm enchanted evening. On video, they've gone, we can't afford the rights to that. So he just goes, and that's it. And then fortunately gets killed by a lion.
There we go.
But yes, if you've spotted something changed in a film, this is the program, probably the only program to call. And in the next hour, after the news, who's going to be here? Colin Lane.
Yes.
Sons Woodley.
Get this.
If it was turned into calamari, the rings would be the size of tractor tyres.
Brought to you by Heidi, the happy truckie, who promises free beer for all. Not for me, thanks, Heidi. I'm already shit-faced.
What I want because I can, if I don't because I wanna.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna.
It's the classy second hour of Get This Around the Nation. Tony Martin, Richard Marsden pushing buttons. Ed Cavalier's got plenty to say, but look, it's Colin Lane.
Bang.
Oh, thanks for coming in, Cole.
Is that you singing?
No, that's Richard Cheese, actually.
Richard Cheese, it sounds, I don't know whether this is an insult or not, it sounds a little bit like you.
Oh, don't most actually. A lot of people say that about the Hinder track we play.
Oh.
Boy, do you get into the Hinder?
I have no concept of what you're talking about.
We'll burn you one.
Obscure references to obscure shows by Tony Martin.
Look, you're going to be getting in on that because you're presenting Kings of Comedy on Channel 9.
I am. 7:30 Friday nights.
That is going to be our excuse to talk about other obscure comedies, which we'd like to see come back.
Thank you.
What, just off the top of your head, Ed, which one?
DL and Pasco.
It's a cop show.
The only thing I could think
Deal
of.
Pasco, they weren't like the Hale and Pace.
Oh, right, sorry. It's the only thing I could think of.
A detective version.
Obscure comedy shows.
Oh, no, it's Selwyn Froggatt,
there
I
we
think,
go.
Is due for revival. sure someone knows what I'm talking about. Hey,
Degeneration?
Oh, no, that's the tapes were burned. We're going to talk, well, all manner of...
Father, dear father.
Oh, Down Under. That was the best version, the Down Under version. We'll talk about that. Leno and Woodley Down Under. They did a great Down Under.
Yeah, they did. They came out from England and filmed an obscure show. We've run out of music. That's unfortunate.
Ever got to the end of the music before, but I like the way that Rich is just trying to sneak it back in and hope we wouldn't notice.
Yeah, it's just a fake.
I noticed.
Can we just have all of this for the whole song?
Nice work, Richard.
It is The Hives, as performed by Richard Cheese. We're going to talk some sense in just a few moments on Get This.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was waiting for a big boom.
I was waiting for a Dick Cheney gunshot at the end of that one. That was Aussie Crawl. Of course it was. It's the second hour of Get This. I'm Tony Martin. I still am. Richard Marsden's still pushing buttons. Ed Cavalier's still here. And now Colin Lane joins us. Oh, Cole.
Haven't we done this bit?
I think we did it at the top of the hour. We like to really ram things home on this program.
Can we do that every time we come back from a song?
Full introductions. Let's get into dinner suits.
Yes.
Cole, let's get straight to the question. Obviously, people are thinking, what is it like life without Woodley?
Who?
Oh, he's turned already.
It's what a life. It's green. It's grand. It's phantasmagorical.
He is skipping.
Oh, Samantha. He is, well, it's great. It's good.
Yeah,
we only finished late November, technically, and I've talked to him about two or three times since then.
Yeah.
And I must say, hearing his voice makes me feel a little bit physically ill.
Yeah, is that right?
It's I did a bit of Judith Lucy then, didn't I? Makes me feel a little bit.
Don't say that.
No,
Judith Lucy, enemy of Austerio.
Oh, sorry about that. It's kind of weird. It is weird, but I'm fortunately doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that is involving entertainment of sorts, and it's a bit of a weird feeling. Most of the time, the weird bits are right about now.
Where's Frank?
Because where's Frank? You know, where's Frank with a little pithy, you know, remarks or, you know, fantastically interesting observations he's made, which, you know, like about 5 years ago, he decided that he didn't know a lot about history.
Yeah.
So he started just reading books and books and books, like, you know, History for Dummies and the history of Napoleon and all that kind of stuff. And he would tell me information that he'd found out, interesting tidbits of information, whereas I didn't really give a shit what he told me because it was coming out of Frank's mouth. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And now you're much less informed.
But far happier without the little.
Now, when you guys came on the show, I think we got our listeners to call up and suggest, you know, finales. And what kind of stuff did they come up with? It was way too elaborate to be mounted at short notice.
Jetpacks. I was going to say, down through the rafters, that kind of thing. Shot out of cannons.
Time machine.
For people who weren't there on the final night, what did you go with?
We went with, I think, a little poignant hat stand on stage, and me hanging my jacket over a chair and Frank taking his hat off and hanging it on the hat stand.
That was brilliant. People raved about the simplicity of that. Yeah. I did hear it.
Yes. Why did you hear about it, Tony?
Because I was settling a family dispute.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
I actually was.
It was Friday night. That's what he does.
I would have been quite happy to be there. And I did end the night by hanging someone's hat on an empty chair. That's often how a family meeting
is.
But it's people even said they had tears at the end of that show.
I heard it was great.
Yeah, but I think a lot of the tears were, I can't believe I paid money for this. But no, there were a few people crying that it was all over. And it's been 3 months now, and it still feels a good decision. But who knows? You know, come September, we might be doing a reunion tour. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Barnsley on board.
We have been, you know, when we think of Colin Lane's solo work.
There hasn't been a lot of it.
No, I think of a certain film called The Inner Sanctuary.
Oh, great work, Tony!
I think it's a 1996 telly movie. Comes up late night on Channel 9 occasionally.
I don't even know whether it was a telly movie. I think that they were meaning it to be cinema release, and it went straight to the discount bin.
Yeah. And you're excellent in that film, playing a kind of, would it be wrong to suggest, a sleazy boss?
A slightly sleazy accountant, yes, boss, who tells Brett Climo to go and work at the Catholic mission to get a bit of, you know, normality in his life and to see how the real people live.
Nah, the scene I remember is a long scene. Where you're chatting up Lavinia Nixon, a pre-famous Lavinia Nixon in a bar.
Really?
Really putting the moves on her.
Wow. Well,
you don't remember that.
I don't remember that, although I do remember that scene of being in a bar having a few drinks. The director actually said, "Have a few drinks."
Oh, it's awesome.
Which I thought was a great piece of direction, you know, to just get in the mood in a way. But that was, how long ago was that, young man?
About 10 years ago now.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That was my first foray into feature filmmaking, and I thought I'd be up there with Heath Ledger in 10 years, but it didn't work that way.
You were in the extra.
I was in the extra. Yeah, that lasted, I think, about 2 weeks in the cinemas.
I don't think you can be held responsible for that.
No. Well, no, I'm not. I'm not going to take any responsibility. That was out of my control. But why are we talking about those obscure movie things?
Because it's Get This on Triple M. What? Oh, look, we know what that was. Hinder.
Look,
number one.
I've got an apology to make.
Oh, really?
Dez from my MySpace, I'm really sorry. Dez wrote in a few days ago and said, "Any chance you could play some sort of warning sound just before Hinder song gets played?" I think the people I work with are starting to question my sanity because I rip my earphones off my ears every time that effing song is played.
Effing now, is it?
So I'm sorry, Dez. Rich, do you have the alarm that...
I've got something like this.
Okay, from now on, Dez, I promise you...
That was a little
did that
bit
just
of,
bring itself in?
That was a little bit of life.
It just brought itself in. Let it. You know what? It knows. That thing is working a treat today.
Look.
So, Dez, from now on, I will play it. I am sorry.
Yeah, Colin Lane is with us. And
hi.
We were talking about how... Because that's an album. The Hinder album is actually, I think, from 2005.
Yeah. Right.
Almost in the bargain bins.
But yeah. Hinder, though.
Yeah.
Hinder.
Yeah.
Your success is hindered by your name, which is Hinder. Yeah. Much the same as, I think, Frank's band that he put together in high school, which was called Anticlimax.
You're right, though. Our show is constantly hindered.
Yeah.
But you were saying Tony Childs, did she have a similar thing where a song...
Well, she did the campaign for the National Bank or
which
the NAB
song?
About... Oh,
Many yeah. Rivers to Cross, the old Jimmy Cliff.
Yeah, band. Many
how
Rivers.
It, how does
many
it go?
Rivers to Cross.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, lots of themes about, you know, success and achieving and that kind of stuff. And the campaign was so successful, she came out and did another tour.
Like banks!
Of 5 years after she actually came out and did, like, the tennis centre and stuff. She, you know, she sold a lot of tickets off an ad campaign.
Did she just play in the now disused closed down branches in the country?
Yeah, yeah.
Good venues?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. On the a lot of country branches, yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
The Next Teleprise Tour.
Yeah. Many rivers to cross to get to the branch that is now the closest one.
Colin Lane, have you been asked, now that you're millstone Woodley, have you been asked?
Rider.
To do things like Dancing with the Stars, and are you getting those sort of offers?
Well, not. I haven't been asked to do Dancing with the Stars because I'm on Channel 9 and that's on Channel 7, so I think that would be a little bit of a risk.
What about the skating one, though?
Oh,
is that coming back?
I don't think that's coming back.
Too many fatalities?
Too many fatalities, and they got to the stage, apparently, where they almost couldn't put on the show because they'd run out of people, wow. You know, because they'd got so many injuries, so... I haven't been asked to
what
do
about
any
the
of that.
Dog School one? Is that 9? Dog School?
No, I think that's Channel 10, yeah. Oh, Celebrity Dog School, yes. I haven't done that.
But
no.
Some sort of dancing would be great for you. What was that dance? I've got a friend who does an impression of you doing, I think, the interpretive dance from Leno and Woodley.
Oh, really?
That was a beautiful
They've got too much time on their hands, I think, if they've been practicing that.
You had too much time on your hands.
Oh, really?
That was jazz ballet.
Well, I went and saw a lot of modern dance at college. It was called Rusden in Melbourne, and they did a lot of modern dance, and if this was a visual medium, I'd give you a bit of a taste.
It is.
But
our show is very visual.
Is it?
Can I ask you one thing? You went to some dance in college.
Yes.
I also went to some dance when I was at university.
Yes.
It was perving, yes? You were there to see the bods, yeah?
Sometimes you went to have a look at the girls. Sure, okay. But I did like their dexterity, and I loved their choreography.
Meaning through movement.
Absolutely.
Wow. See, I didn't go to university, but you're saying National Lampoon's Van Wilder is a documentary? Is that what you're saying? That's how it really goes down? Look at this, Dancing with the Stars in America.
Yeah.
Look who's joined the cast. That one-legged prostitute that Paul McCartney married.
Which one?
Heather Mills McCarthy, You remember?
HMM. She's on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I don't want to be offensive, but probably too late for that problem.
Just keep going, Tate. Yeah, you're here now.
I think when you came out with One-Legged Prostitute, I think that was the start
no
of the...
going back there.
Yeah.
Billy Ray Cyrus is coming back for that. Wasn't he last seen in like a David Lynch movie?
He was. He's in Mulholland Drive.
What was he doing?
He was having an affair with, what's it called?
Naomi Watts.
Yeah, no, the other one.
Yeah.
Yep.
The other one. Yep. The other one in that film.
I know who you mean.
Justin Theroux.
We should know
He's just got that
Justin.
Billy Ray Cyrus look about him.
Riveting radio.
Can we record that? That's very good. What, you had a good idea for a David Lynch program yesterday, didn't you, Richard?
Well, I was writing a parody called David Lynch Tonight.
Tinch Tonight.
Yeah, I worked backwards
That's
from
not
the name,
bad.
And it was basically just a lot of mystifying shots of people singing Spanish, basically.
That's backwards.
Yeah.
Dwarf guests holding logs for no reason. Tonight,
or a bit wild at heart, just a lot of just fat, naked ladies running out of motel rooms.
Putting too much lipstick on themselves.
Yeah, putting too much lipstick on. A bit like that. Or just Mulholland Drive that goes for 3 hours and has no meaning whatsoever.
Now,
can this film just end?
I think we have to go back to writing a parody. What, for this program?
It was for a different program. A televisual project.
And what happened?
Got lost in the works. It was too obscure. People don't know who David Lynch is, apparently.
Who would have thought that the TV networks would think David Lynch is too obscure, Richard?
Would it be funny if it was David Rain?
We're talking
about comedy shows. We've got a man who presents one. It's on Channel 9 tonight, 7:30.
Absolutely, I've got to get ready.
Kings of Comedy, let's talk about that next on Get This. Disturbing subtext. Oh, look, we go to where...
There was a disturbing subtext.
There was a disturbing subtext.
In that song.
Just as well, it wasn't an effing disturbing subtext. It's Get This around the National
But it does show you that the way you hear us on air is how we talk off air.
That's exactly right.
It's still,
It's tedious off air as well as on air.
Colin Lane is here. We've had someone call up. We were talking earlier about how in the film, this is how mainstream we were this morning. In the film Demolition Man, if you watch it now, there's a scene at Taco Bell which somebody has gone back and changed to a Pizza Hut. Apparently Pizza Hut bought Taco Bell. So they've retrospectively gone back through all the movies which have Taco Bells in them and changed them to Pizza Huts. Isn't that odd?
But isn't Taco Bell still in existence, though?
I don't think it is.
Oh, right, I see.
I didn't
they've
see
gone it. Back through all films and changed... I see.
Yeah, let's cope with that, Colin.
cope with that.
Yeah.
What's that film? What's that film where they think that the little? No, that's an obscure reference to a film where they think that somebody there's a ghost in the background. Didn't they think that?
Three men and a baby.
They thought that there was a John Travolta in the background. No, a little boy in the background.
But it was a cardboard cutout.
Yes.
A standee.
Oh,
because
right.
One of the characters in the movie plays a movie star.
Yes.
And there was a scene where his character had a cardboard cutout, like for a film poster of his character. That scene was cut out.
Oh, I see.
Standee left in the background. Clearly a ghost of a dead child.
Oh, my goodness.
People jump to conclusions.
One thing leads to another.
The One-Legged Prostitute and Billy Ray Cyrus are taking part in Dancing with the Stars. Someone has pointed out also The Sopranos' Vincent Pastore.
Oh, great.
Which one's he?
Is he Big Pussy?
He might be.
I hope I haven't got that wrong, but that's a good look on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Maybe he'll get whacked before, actually, during the dancing.
I can just see. You know what they'll do to him? They'll put him in all, it'll be all, like, you know, hats and, you know, scar. It'll be all gangster wear for most of the show. I'm sure they're going to do that to him.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Lots of white, black suits with white ties,
you know
that
what?
Kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Thank you for trying to save me, Colin.
Thank you very, very much. No problems at all.
I was drifting away on my raft, you know, out into the sea where I often live by myself.
Yeah.
And I just got a little.
Funny how I was on I was in this very studio this morning talking to a certain breakfast
A proper show.
And we got to that point in a discussion as well. And there was a slight pause and then somebody said, "Interesting." You know, and it was a horrible moment of breakfast radio, I must admit.
They used to have a thing here at Triple M. I'm sure they still do, where if you left a long gap, like if longer than 10 seconds went to air, the emergency tape would kick in.
Yes.
Yeah, still here.
And it was the Eagles. So there was a lot of people going, "Don't leave any gaps."
Yeah. Frank and I would always do that joke when, you know, we'd talk about radio and how weird it is, and we'd say, you know, "Do you reckon it'd be all right if you left a pause that was this long, you know, on the radio?"
Eagles gearing up there.
Or could you actually get away with a pause that was that long. And then we'd do that joke to you guys and you would understand completely what we were doing.
Yeah.
And then you'd do it to some, you know, other remain nameless radio station. You go, do you reckon you get away with a pause that was... Whoa, what's he doing there? You're laying on Woodley. You're crazy guys. What's happening?
In excess, tickets call in now.
Ice and cold cans of Coke. Hey!
Secret Sound coming up.
Let's talk about Kings of Comedy. Explain what it is, Colin Lane.
What? Oh.
It's on Channel 9. Check your own press release.
Is it celebrities doing their own version of the old Jerry Lewis and Robert De Niro film?
Yes.
Kings of Comedy.
Yes, absolutely.
That's an interesting idea for a show.
That's an interesting idea.
I'd love to see Jury give Rupert Pupkin a go. That'd be good.
Famous comedians in the six-part series include the Irish superstar who dominated British television. Basically, Dave Allen, the two Ronnies, Peter Cook, Dudley Moore, Stephen Wright, Halen Pace, Rolf Harris. Do you know a guy called Shelley Berman?
Yes, Shelley Berman. He plays Larry David's dad now on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I see. And a little obscure parody rock group from the 80s, the Heebie-Jeebies.
The Oxford University Review.
That's right.
And it was Angus Deaton.
Oh, here we go.
And Philip Pope. Oh, I couldn't tell you who the third one was, but they toured here. It was quite popular.
Quite popular.
And if you don't know who the third heebie-jeebie is...
you're a charlatan.
Out of the pool.
You have no place in this studio.
I actually contributed to the heebie-jeebies' success in Australia. I bought their single.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Which was the Saturday Night Live.
No, the meaningless songs in very high voices.
That was it, yes.
Which was the Bee Gees parody. But this is a collection of legendary comedians, and a lot of this stuff was filmed actually at Channel 9 in Melbourne, when in the 70s a lot of English comedians would come out and do Australian versions of their shows.
Because
the two Ronnies, Dave Allen, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, and you know, those sort of people.
The Heebie-Jeebies also appeared, I think it was on Countdown, as Status Quo.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
With one chord that on and on and on. Ended.
Yeah. I used to love them.
Okay, what do we want to talk about here? We want to talk about other shows. Like if there's going to be a second series of Kings of Comedy.
Yeah.
What other shows from the past could be brought back? What would you like to see, Colin?
Doctor in the House.
Oh. And Doctor in Charge and Doctor at Large and Doctor at Sea.
Bless this house.
Once you start.
Doctor at Sea.
Doctor at Sea.
Bless this house.
Endless seasickness, you know,
Yeah, that's right. Sorry. That's pretty much the basis of the whole series. People heaving over the side of a boat. But you're on to Bless This House, Sid James.
Yeah.
What show would you like to see back?
No, go Rich first, because I got music.
No. Parker Lewis Can't Lose. Remember that?
Great show.
I know, that's a bit...
Great show. The big guy, Trunk, whatever his name was, he's like a serious man in a cop show now.
Right.
Yeah.
Parker Lewis Can't Lose, what was that all about?
It was like a Ferris Bueller's Day Off kind of sitcom thing.
So much better.
Yeah, Parker Lewis had a jacket, and he could get anything you wanted out of this jacket.
Yeah.
And they were just always getting into scrapes, and he hadn't done his homework. Shoom, there it was, and the dean's all angry. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was a good show.
What about the partners? The show after Get Smart finished.
I remember that
with Max and a black guy playing partners.
It was just called Partners.
Yeah, I think it was.
I've never heard of it.
What about Cop Rock?
Oh, is that comedy? Well, I guess it is.
Yeah, well, it wasn't comedy. I don't think Stephen he botched this one up. It was basically Hill Street Blues, but as a musical.
And there would be six or seven musical numbers per show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they'd just be doing a normal cop procedural.
Yeah, so there'd be really gritty and powerful scene about, you know, the people that lived on the street under the bridge. And then they'd break into dance.
That was amazing.
Starving. We're nowhere to go.
Well, they'd just be
that
like...
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Doing some forensics, and then it'd be, we're running a make on these number plates.
And then two guys who were partners for like 30 years, one guy died... And then one guy did a ballad about, he's my partner, they've taken him away. I think it lasted less than Arcade lasted on Channel 10.
Not possible, surely. We want to know what, I mean, that could be a comedy show.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ed.
No, that's good. I know you're going to throw to the stuff tone, but I'm going to play us out, okay? Rich,
here we go.
Have you got it ready?
Do I point out that people should phone in, though? Is that the idea?
People, what? 333.
Have you done this show before?
It's still in rehearsals.
Ed, this is Tony. Tony, this is Ed.
Hi, Tony. Were you on the Late Show in a silk shirt?
That was my own shirt, I'll have you know.
Maroon is your colour. All right. This is what I want to come back, and then we go straight into the song. Give us a call.
It's an ad break, actually.
Oh, whatever. 133353.
Wait for it.
I know this. In the distance you can hear. Oh, yes.
The sound of a cheer. Come on, Colin. And the laugh and the roar
of a growl. You know what this is, Colin. Come on.
Almost anything goes.
No, nearly. As they're shouting the winner
names aloud. What main event. Gladiators.
Nearly. So close.
Don't make him tell you, Colin. It's a
knockout. Oh. It's a knockout. Call us with the comedy show that should come back. Courtesy Colin Lane, 133353.
Yes. Get this.
Celebrating 20 years of sleeping around.
Brought to you by Andrew Kneebone of Mitcham and Lyle Shinbone of Mount Gravatt. I should point out, Kneebone is not connected to Shinbone. Now hear the word of
the Lord. Let's get this around the nation. Colin Lane is here. He's hosting
Hello.
Kings of Comedy on Channel 9. It's going out tonight. Old comedy shows, back from the past. We want other ones for the second series. Who have we got, Ed?
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, g'day. It's not a comedy, but it was called Manimal.
Oh, Manimal. Part man, part animal.
Yeah.
And what did he do?
Oh, he changed into a panther in a bathroom and solved crimes or something like that.
Right, changed into a panther in a bathroom and solved crime.
What was the, what crime can a panther solve in a bathroom?
I was pretty much search and rescue. Lots of shots with at night, panther running through a park. Yeah.
Colin, any appeal there?
No, not a lot of appeal to me, but yeah, pretty obscure. Lovely. Manimal, lovely.
Let's take one more.
Okay, hello hello there, Paul. How are you?
Not too bad. What about yourself?
Oh, good, thank you. What needs to come back?
Love Thy Neighbour.
Love Thy Neighbour. Now, people would remember, it was a racial dispute every week.
That's it. And the dark guy was always happy and smiling, and the white guy was always sort of mad and stuff like that.
Yeah, now we've talked about this before. We've never got an adequate answer. They did a Down Under version. What happened? Did they both move by coincidence? Or did just the white guy move and move in next to Aboriginal people? I mean, I'm assuming it was one of those. Yeah, just a buzz.
Look at that. There you go. Paul's exploded.
Many of our questions.
Did they do an Australian version of Love Thy Neighbour?
They did Love Thy Neighbour Down Under, and we've never been able to get a copy of it or find out what the scenario was.
I think that's a plan by the people who made it.
Yeah.
Don't make it available to anyone.
Tape will self-destruct after 5 years.
Shall we go to a song?
We'll go to
a
song. We have
more?
So many people. Okay. Please hold on. We'll be back in a moment. I'll get this. Oh, Bones, that's the Killers here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. What does that kind of sound like? That's an obscure one, Richard Marsden.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. I'm not sure.
Sounds very much to me like Howard DeVoto and Magazine. Remember that band from the late 70s? A song from Under the Floorboards.
Yeah, okay.
In the same street. Have we lost all our listeners?
Probably.
Possibly.
You've lost me and I'm in here.
Yeah, he's putting his coat on. Oh, look, let's get back to British.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
English and any obscure comedy, really, you'd like to see in the next series of Kings of Comedy. Kings of Comedy going out tonight at 7:30 on Channel 9. Oh, it's such a good song. Yeah. Does this count as a song, Nikki? No, I don't think it does. Let's meet the callers. Who have we got, Ed?
Hello, Rob.
How you going, gents?
Really good, sir. What would you like to see back?
Now, I'm a big fan of British comedy, and there was an incredibly obscure one called Chelmsford 123.
Oh, yes. Now, explain what that was.
Well, it was a sitcom set during the Roman occupation of prehistoric Britain, and, I mean, if I was going to write a sitcom, that's the first scene I'd be thinking about.
Yeah.
I think it was the team from Who Dares Wins, possibly.
That's
Rory
one,
McGrath
yep.
and Jimmy Mulville.
Yep.
Maybe coming back, do you think?
Oh, I'd love to see it back. You can get a bit on YouTube, but not very much.
Oh, YouTube. Isn't that gold? Is any of your stuff on YouTube, Cole?
Yeah, there's a bit of a Lane and Woolley goodbye on YouTube, yes.
All right.
Yes, it's but nothing of just me by myself. That would be quite boring.
Lawyers onto that, are they?
Yeah, the lawyers are onto that, absolutely.
In fact, I think somebody has started. I was told that people have started removing Late Show clips from YouTube.
Oh, really?
I don't know where that's coming from, because I'm fine about them being up there. I don't know if the other guys have a problem with it.
Yeah, okay.
It's good publicity having your gear on YouTube,
yeah,
I find.
Good publicity.
All right, Chelmsford 123, that's obscure. Who's next?
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ed. How you going?
Hey, what would you like to see back?
It's pretty obscure and pretty crap, but it's actually the zany Tim Ferguson on Don't Forget Your Toothbrush.
Yeah, man, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm kind of sad.
What did you dig about it, man?
Well, I was only a little kid when it was on, and I remember it was always a treat to be able to stay up late and watch it.
Ah, well, there it is. Yeah, so, well, you could stay up late and watch Benny Hinn. How about that?
Yeah, that's kind of cruel as well.
And, Colin, that was a Channel 9, I think, Don't Forget Your Toothbrush. So they probably got those colourful suits if you wanted to get hold of them.
Comedy well, suits.
It's kind of a little bit weird they're mentioning Don't Forget Your Toothbrush because... because when Tim left the Doug Anthony All-Stars, that was the first thing he did. Right, so I'm feeling a little bit Tim Ferguson myself as far as, you know, the similarity and kind of the story.
Yeah, but do you have a revolving set?
No, I don't have a revolving set, no.
Totally different. Hello, Emma.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thank you. You'd like, what would you like to see, Beck?
Red Dwarf.
Oh, really, Red Dwarf.
So, Emma, though, but what you're a... I'm guessing you're a nerd, Emma.
I am.
Great. Now, what have you moved on to? Since Red Dwarf has left, what's filling your nerdish comedy holes there?
Only The Simpsons, really.
Only The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because I grew up and had kids.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, okay. Yeah, a lot of people love The Red Dwarf.
Yeah.
Did I was you supposed get in... to make a movie out of it, but it never got off the ground.
Oh, wasn't that going to be made here in Australia, too, I think?
I think so.
That's probably the reason.
There it is. Okay. No problem.
They made the Book of Revelations instead.
Oh, what a choice. Hello, Kim. How are you? Hi, Kim.
Hello.
Hey, mate.
How you going?
Good, man. What do you like to see back?
I'd like to see back It's About Time.
What is...
Remember that one?
No.
I remember the song, but what was the show?
It was a couple of astronauts who went back in time and ended up with the cavemen.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, fantastic.
And then what happened?
Oh, well, they were just trying to get their spaceship going and get the hell out of there, you know, Chad and Gronk and that.
And they're trying to get it back together using only coconuts and rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now we're getting somewhere.
None of you guys remember that show.
No.
I remember that because it was It's About Time.
It's about time.
Very. And then, of course, Alexis Sale did Drunken Time, which is about two drunken Scottish blokes travelling through time. So I remember the piss take. I don't remember the original. All right, great show.
We'll have to look that up. Thank you, Kim.
Put that on Cole's list.
Finally, hello, Daniel. How are you?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, sir. What would you like to see back?
I just got two quick ones. It was a show hosted by Ian Turpie years ago called Catch Us If You Can.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
It's sort of like a mixture between Price is Right and It's a Knockout.
Whoa, and a bit of Candid Camera as well, I think.
Yeah.
All mixed in together. What
and
a beautiful
the
cocktail.
Was, the other one was While You're Down There.
While you're down there, very obscure. I actually, my very first job at ABC, they were just winding up that series. It was Richard Stubbs, Glenn Robbins, Gina Riley.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
What was that all about?
That was about copying Saturday Night Live, but not as much as so as to attract copyright infringement.
There you go.
That was what it was about.
Speaks in spec style.
And Ian Turpie, that's obviously from pre-Stiffy Spray years.
Stiffy
Spray. What a fantastic selection. Have you written those down, Cole?
I sure have.
They'll all be seen on the second series of Kings of Comedy coming soon to Channel 9. Let's have some more music again, this, please.
Thank you.
Oh, time to sign off. Thank you very much.
Down here again,
Colin Lane. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for sitting in for the whole hour.
Thanks very much for having us. Lane and Woodley Comedy Festival, Town Hall, from the 4th till the 24th of April.
They're back already. No, Kings of Comedy, that's tonight on Channel 9 at 7:30. Have a look at that. And then if I could just mention Channel 7 briefly, on Sunday night, Australia's Got Talent. Tune in to see if my sister has made the final cut.
Yeah,
I think I put Grant Denyer in a slightly awkward position.
Oh, he was...
Because he's the host of the show. There's I'm going, hey, is this how I'm going to win? Is that how corruption begins? Am I going to be cash for Comin Martin by Monday? But we'll... Oh! New theme music. Look, I must thank everybody who contributes to this fine program. All our listeners, for starters. Keep the emails and calls coming. Richard Marsden pushing the buttons. Matty Dow down in the basement on the pots and pans. Cecilia on the phones. No one works harder than Nikki Hamilton producing and holding this thing together. And Ed Cavalli, too much fun as always.
Tone, you're the best.
Good luck with that audition.
Thanks.
And I think our key phrase today came courtesy of Colin Lane.
Riveting Radio.
And we'll be back on Monday with our Oscars show. Film critic and comedy writer Michael Ward will be with us, and it's all thanks to As Yet Nobody.